Today is Saturday, the 26th of January, 2019. Now you have been here for 5 days practicing metta meditation. As you have been practicing metta meditation for 5 days now, you have come to really understand the metta practice, and also your metta has already been developed quite a bit. So, putting effort into the metta practice, practicing with virya, you have come to taste the taste of metta. First of all, you may have thought that you were simply reciting the metta phrases. But by cultivating metta, by reciting the metta phrases, so after some time, then gradually, you have come to taste the metta flavor. This can be compared to an air conditioning. An air conditioning is producing cold air. And likewise, metta also produces coolness. So when we feel hot, when we are in a building where it is hot, then we turn on the air con. So when it is hot in a room, when one feels hot in the body, then this can be tiring and exhausting, both in body and mind. And due to this heat, when one is feeling hot, if the heat is really strong, it can even lead to death. So that's why when we feel hot, when the body feels hot, or when we are in a hot room, in a building in which it is hot, then we must turn on the air con. And then, after having turned on the aircon, then the body will cool down, feel cool, and likewise, the room or the building in which we are will also become cool, meaning that all the heat in the building then has disappeared. Although an aircon has the ability to give coolness, to produce cold air, but immediately after turning on the aircon, it is not yet very obvious. Well, the coolness is not yet very obvious. It's only after some time that the aircon is turned on that one will feel the coolness. And the longer the aircon is turned on, the cooler or colder the room gets. Let's say if the aircon has been turned on for 1 hour or 2 hours, then at that time the body has cooled down, one feels cool, and likewise in the room or in the house it is cool, all the heat has disappeared, all the heat as well in the room as in the body has vanished, is no longer there. And likewise, metta, the practice of metta, loving kindness, can give coolness, lead to peacefulness and happiness. However, after 1 or 2 days of practicing metta, this is not yet obvious. And it may feel in one's practice that one simply is repeating the phrases, and it feels like one has not come in contact with metta. However, even if you are just reciting, repeating the phrases, this means cultivating metta, loving kindness. It simply means that the refreshing or the peaceful quality of metta has not yet become obvious. It has not yet come to the surface or obviously manifested. So if you wish another person to be well and happy and peaceful, so simply and genuinely reciting, repeating this wish, this amounts to cultivating metta. Some meditators in their interviews with Sayadaw have reported that to them it seems that they are only reciting, repeating the metta phrases and they said that they have not yet tasted the flavor of metta. Or they said that they have not yet experienced the flavor of metta. So please understand, by repeating the metta wish, for example, may my teacher be well, happy, and peaceful. May my teacher be well, happy, and peaceful. By cultivating metta in this way, you are actually developing metta. So you're cultivating metta, but the cool and peaceful taste of metta has not yet become obvious, or you have not yet experienced this cool and peaceful flavor of metta. This is like turning on the aircon when you want a cool room. So in the beginning, just after turning on the aircon, you will not yet feel immediately the coolness, the cool air produced by the aircon. When you are, or after some time of repeating, reciting the metta phrases, cultivating metta, then gradually you will come to experience the coolness and the peacefulness of metta. The longer you cultivate the metta, the more you will experience the coolness and peacefulness of metta. When you practice, let's say, for a week or 10 days, metta, then the kilesas, the defilements, will have disappeared, and so you will feel the coolness and peacefulness of metta. Then the heart and the mind will feel cool and peaceful, and also the body will feel cool and peaceful. Yesterday, in the interview, one male meditator reported to Sayadaw that his metta was going well. He said that he practiced diligently, attentively. He also said that he was able to cultivate the metta uninterruptedly, without gap, and that his mind had become really peaceful. And he said, so after some time, also his body became cool and felt peaceful. And the meditator said, feeling cool in the body, so it's not the same of feeling cool in the body. How to say that? The coolness in the body is the coolness in the body experienced through cool weather is not the same as the coolness experienced in the body through the practice of metta. He said, and he said, how is it different? And he said, feeling coolness in the body based on cool weather, so then at that time the mind, there is suffering in the mind, the mind is not happy. But if coolness is experienced in the body due to the practice of metta, then the mind also feels calm and peaceful. So this is something to bear in mind, to understand well. So, when it is hot, and then you turn on the air con, so then, after some time, the body will feel cool. However, it doesn't cool down the mind. So, when the weather is cool, cold, that makes the body feel cold, but it doesn't make the mind feel cool. So, when the weather is very cold, then the body will feel also very cold. And when the body feels really cold, the mind is not at ease, not peaceful, then the mind becomes hot, meaning there is suffering. However, the coolness produced by metta, this makes the mind calm and peaceful, and it also makes the body feel cool and peaceful. So whether it is the cold produced by an aircon or the cold based on the weather, this makes the body cold and that feels unpleasant. And when it's really very cold, this can even lead to death. And the cold or the coolness based on the metta practice, this does not lead to any physical disease. And the coolness produced by metta leads to a cooling down of the kilesas, of the defilements, and it also leads to the disappearance of physical diseases.
และดีไม่ได้เนี่ยความเหนื่อยของเราเนี่ยเราเอ็งลดได้เอ็งคุ้มไม่ได้กูไอ้หน้าดีไม่ได้เอ็งคุ้มหน้ากูต้อง
So this metta meditation practice, it's the metta meditation practice is even better than turning on the aircon when it is hot. So when you feel hot, it's better to practice metta meditation. So if you turn on an aircon, this costs money. Electricity costs money. When you turn on the metta aircon, it doesn't cost any money. And, you know, it's not a lot of work involved. So please turn on your metta aircon and abide by it. In regard to metta, loving kindness, we differentiate three levels or three kinds. The first one is kaya kamma metta. The second kind is vachi kamma metta. And the third kind is mano kamma metta. Mano kamma metta, the third kind of metta, this is the metta expressed in thoughts, or the metta manifested in the mind. So the practice that you are doing now, cultivating metta, let's say for a teacher, by wishing, may my teacher be well, happy, and peaceful. May my teacher be well, happy, and peaceful. So doing the practice in this way, cultivating the metta in the mind, this is the third kind of metta, the mano kamma metta. So please understand that practicing in this way, by silently repeating these metta phrases again and again and again, so in this way you are engaging in this kind of practice, mano kamma metta, metta expressed in the mind, metta expressed by thoughts. The second kind is the vachi kamma metta, and this means the metta expressed by speech. So, for example, if you recite the phrases aloud using your speech, then this is vachi kamma metta. So, for example, if you are alone in your room or if you are alone on the forest path, then you could recite the metta wish aloud, reciting it, may all beings be well, happy, and peaceful. May all beings be well, happy, and peaceful. So by using your speech and cultivating metta, this amounts to vachi kamma metta. However, here in the meditation hall, you should not recite the phrases aloud. However, when the mind is very restless, when there are many thoughts arising, then you may very quietly recite the phrases for yourself. So, in a way, like whispering to yourself, but your neighbor should not be able to hear your words. Because for the samadhi, for the concentration, sounds are not conducive, or meditators are afraid of sounds because they can be a hindrance for the deepening of concentration. So usually meditators are afraid of sounds. Also, for example, the sounds of the steps, the stepping when walking inside the meditation hall. So dong, 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 this kind of noises meditators are afraid of. That's why whenever you come into the meditation hall or when you leave the meditation hall, please be very careful that you do not make any noise with your stepping. Please walk very slowly. So please try not to create any sound, any noise. So please walk like a thief. Have you seen a thief? So a thief is very careful not to make any noise because he or she does not want to be seen or heard. So that's why meditators should be like a thief, walking like a thief, not making any noise. So when you are alone in a place, then you may recite the phrases aloud. So when talking to somebody else, talking about something that is needed to convey, saying something that is beneficial, so by talking, using your speech, then this amounts to vachi kamma metta, metta expressed by speech. So, for example, now Sayadaw is giving a Dhamma talk for the benefit of you, of the meditators. And so using his speech, saying what supports your practice, what is beneficial for your practice. So this speech amounts to Vachikamma Metta, Metta expressed by speech. Or else, teachers that teach worldly subjects, when they teach their students, so explaining them something, making something clear to the students, teaching about a certain subject. So with the good intention to benefit the students, so then this kind of speech is also Vachikamma Metta, Metta expressed by speech. Then in regard to the first kind of metta, it's kaya kamma metta. This means metta expressed by bodily actions. So bodily actions that are infused with metta. So kaya kamma metta, metta expressed by bodily actions. This can be bodily actions of preparing food to somebody else, of giving food to somebody else. Or it can be bodily actions to provide somebody with clothes. Or it can be any bodily actions to provide somebody else with a place to stay, to live. Or it can be any bodily actions that are for the benefit of somebody else. So all these kinds of bodily actions then amount to kaya kamma metta, metta expressed by bodily actions. So there is a group called Metta in Action, and Sayadaw says that the members of this group have very powerful metta. Greg? Narayan. So, the members of this Metta in Action group, they are Ayaviranyani, then Arya, Carol, Mario, Greg, and Narayan. So, six people form this Metta in Action group. So this group with lots of goodwill, good intentions, they support needy people in Burma, such as orphans or half-orphans, or supporting old people, or supporting nuns, nunneries, monastic schools. So they do a lot of good work. And also they have been very supportive of different projects in the village of Sayadaw, Sayadaw's native village. And thanks to the support of this group, many things have been improved, greatly improved. So, for example, thanks to their great support, there is medical care, free medical care for elderly people. They step with the help, the Metta clinic was established in Taleba, and it's open once a week. And so then people over 70 years old, they can get the necessary medical treatment and medications. And initially there was no electricity in the village, and then first of all they set up solar panels to have some electricity, and later on electricity poles and lines were built or established in the village. And also in regard to the water that people need to cook and to shower, which they had to go and get in the river nearby. Now water tanks have been established throughout the village, and so this has greatly improved the situation in getting the water. And also supporting kids, students from poor families who otherwise would not be able to go to school or to study, supporting them that they can get a good education up even to the university degree. And now the latest project is to establish a small hospital in Taleba, and so the Metta in Action group, they are also supporting this project, and they have donated 150 lakhs of Burmese chats. So, again, this is Siado's native village. And so also the neighboring villages of Siado's native village, they are also profiting from all this support, and it has also brought more happiness, peacefulness to the people of the neighboring villages. And So, supporting others, working for their benefit by physical actions, providing them, for example, with food or clothes or a place to stay, and so on. So these are all physical actions, and they can be infused with metta. So these are kaya, kama, metta, physical actions expressed, metta expressed by physical actions. So among these three kinds or levels of metta, kaya kama metta, vachikama metta, and manokama metta, the manokama metta is the most important level. When the metta on the mental level is strong, meaning when manokama metta is strong, then it will also be manifested in one's speech. It will be manifested as vachikama metta. And likewise, when the manokama metta, the metta in the mind, is strong, then it will also be expressed by physical actions. It will be manifested as kaya kama metta. That's why we should engage in metta bhavana, in the cultivation of loving kindness, and make the metta really strong. So we should engage in this metta bhavana, cultivation of loving kindness, a lot. So when the metta has become strong on the level of the mind, of the heart, when the manokama metta has become really strong, then it will manifest by one's actions. So one would even give one's life for the benefit of others. So the members of this group, Metta in Action, they come every year to Burma. They come from far away, from Western countries, in order to support projects here in Burma, to support people here. And the fact that they come from far away every year means that their manokama metta is really strong. So their metta thoughts are strong. Now Sayadaw is going to relate a story of the Bodhisatta, the Buddha to be, in a previous existence, where he embodied this a strong feeling of metta. In one of his previous existences, the Bodhisatta was a monkey king. Near the town of Varanasi, a hunter went hunting into the forest. And when he was in the forest, he spotted a deer. After having spotted the deer, he chased the deer, ran after the deer. When the deer ran away to that side, he followed him that side. When the deer took a different direction, he followed him. And following the deer, chasing the deer in this way, then the hunter fell into a chasm. And as the chasm was very deep, the hunter could not get out anymore. So the hunter tried to get out, trying to climb up, but then he fell down again, trying again to climb up, but again falling down. In this way, he hurt himself, and so blood was running from his face and from his knees, from his hands. At that time, the Bodhisatta, as the monkey king, he was in that forest looking for some fruit. And at that time, he saw the hunter. So then the monkey king could observe how the hunter tried to climb up to get out of the chasm, but fell down again, trying it again. And so the monkey king then realized that the hunter would not be able to get out, and realized that in this way the hunter would finally die. And seeing that, then metta arose in the mind of the monkey king, and together with the thought of wanting to save him, to save his life. So this is manokama metta, metta expressed in a thought. And the monkey king reflected that the hunter would not be able to get out of the chasm by himself, and so he decided to get down to the hunter into the chasm. And he told the hunter to stay down and that he would come and get him. And so these words are vachikama metta, metta expressed by speech. And so with this, then the monkey king jumped down into the chasm. So then he told the hunter, so please hold on to me on my back, like on the back, hold tightly on to me. Then the monkey king told the hunter, now I'm going to jump out of the chasm, so please hold on tightly to me, hold on very tightly. And so the monkey king, he jumped out of the chasm and so they then landed up on the ground. And both of them were tired, both the monkey king and also the hunter. And so the monkey king said, "I am exhausted, I am tired, I want to take some rest." And so with that, at the foot of a tree, he lay down to take some rest. And then within a short time, the monkey king fell asleep. At that time, the hunter was reflecting, thinking, now the day is almost past, it's getting evening, night, and I have not caught any deer, so I cannot take anything home to feed my family, my children. So maybe I should kill the monkey, and then I would be able to take home something to eat. Then I would be able to take some meat. And so with that, he looked around, and at the edge of the chasm, he found a big stone. So he took the big stone and smashed it on the monkey's head. This is called an evil person. So the hunter did not recognize the monkey as his benefactor. So he had no gratitude towards the monkey. That's why he's called an evil person. And so after the hunter had thrown the stone on the head of the monkey king, the monkey was only hurt, and so with that he quickly climbed up the tree. So he had been hurt on his head, and the blood was running down his head. So, sitting up in the tree, the monkey king, reflected, this hunter, he doesn't realize that I have saved his life. He doesn't know that I'm his benefactor. He's really an evil person. As he was thinking in this, way, but actually the monkey did not have any dosa towards the hunter. He had no ill will or hatred towards the hunter. Instead, there was metta, really, big and strong metta for the hunter. So you yogis, meditators, you should cultivate your metta to this degree, to make it this strong. So please reflect upon your metta. Is it already that strong or not yet? And if you realize that it is not yet that strong, then simply continue. And the Monkey King further reflected that although this hunter had done an evil deed, but still his heart was full of metta, and reflecting that the hunter would be lost in this forest, that he would not find his way out of the forest, and not finding the way out of the forest, then he would die. So then the Monkey King told the hunter that he would lead him to the edge of the forest. And he told the hunter that he, the Monkey King, would jump from tree to tree, and that the hunter then should follow him on the ground. In this way, the Monkey King led the hunter to the edge of the forest, to the place where the path led to the village. So then they reached the edge of the forest, and after that the Monkey King, because he had been badly hurt, died on account of his wounds. That's why Sayadaw has said that when one's metta is really strong and powerful, one even would give one's life in order to benefit somebody else, to save somebody else's life. So when we look at this story, the thought of the monkey to save the hunter, this thought is mano kama metta. And then when the Monkey King told the hunter that he would save him, when he told him to climb on his back, so these words amount to vachi kama metta. And then having the hunter on its back, jumping out of the chasm and leading him through the forest to the edge of the forest. So all these physical actions of the Monkey King, they amount to kaya kama metta. And
ารมีที่ผิดๆผิดๆได้ในตัวเจ้าแล้วก็เตียะผิดๆยอดหลุมเลยยอดหลุมน่ะผิดเอง
And so cultivating metta, making it really strong and powerful, fulfilling the perfection of metta and fulfilling other perfections. So then finally this led to Buddhahood of the Bodhisatta. The Bodhisatta finally became the Buddha. So may all of you emulate the example of the Bodhisatta, cultivate strong and powerful metta, and by doing so, may you become a noble person, a virtuous person, realizing the truth, and finally realizing Nibbana, becoming fully liberated. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.